I offer you the opportunity to join me in glorious battle.
Get it off your chest. Call 513-868-9664.
Hmm?
868-9664.
Excellent.
Get in on the show. Have some energy.
But of course.
Or send an email to unabatedsports@gmail.com.
Hop on, grab a line, tune in. Check us out.
Very well then.
Now back to Unabated Sports.
Thank you.
Presented by Crossroads Sports Bar and Grill on Cincinnati's ESPN Radio, 1450 The Ticket.
And welcome back to Unabated Sports on 1450 The Ticket, Cincinnati's ESPN Radio. And now we are joined by a very special guest, Josh Herbert. Josh, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
How are you doing tonight, Josh?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, you've gained a lot of attention over it almost is overwhelming for you, isn't it, at this point?
Yeah, it's a little surprising how much attention I've got so far, yeah.
Now, Josh, a nickname Hollywood, right?
Yeah, Hollywood is the nickname you picked up.
I've got the nickname Hollywood now, yeah.
Now, Josh, you've gained fame by an article that came out about the fact that you wrestle. You are a wrestler on your high school wrestling team at Middletown Madison. And do quite well, 37-8 last year. And you practice. It's the unusual practice partner that you have that has gained the attention. Buddy the Bear. Buddy is a 6'5", 450-pound-plus North American black bear. Now, tell us how you came to acquire Buddy, because, you know, he's like a member of the family, isn't he?
Yeah, Buddy's basically like my brother. We got him from a petting zoo that for some reason was going out of business, and he was orphaned, so we decided to take him in and raise him as one of our own.
Now, that was back 8 years ago when you were 10.
Yeah.
Buddy, of course, a couple months old, so now you've grown up with him all your life. Now, your dad told me that Buddy is actually house-trained.
Yeah, Buddy's house-trained. He goes to the door when he needs to go out. So, yeah.
It's a little bit different. Now, obviously, you do work on your moves with Buddy, and I got to believe that nobody can intimidate you on the mat after facing off against Buddy in the practice.
I really don't get intimidated on the mat. I try to take it to my opponent more as anything as I can.
Now, one of my questions is dealing with Buddy and practicing. When you practice your moves, has Buddy developed moves back? Is he a good tactician?
He basically just copies off me, but I was surprised at some of the stuff he could do. Yeah, he got me on a double leg one day that surprised me. I didn't know he could do that. So yeah,
Wait a minute. The bear actually has like technical moves.
Yeah, he's learned to copy my stuff, and it's very surprising how intelligent he is sometimes.
Wow. Now, Josh, do you also work on your smack talk with Buddy, you know, get in the ring and tell him, I'm going to make you into a rug, or, you know, you couldn't take down Goldilocks?
No, I don't really try smack talking, but he doesn't like to get taken down, so whenever he gets taken down, he jumps right back up, and he tries to take me down, so he doesn't like getting beat, I should say, yeah.
Now, Josh, has anybody else wrestled Buddy, or is it just pretty much you?
Well, my dad gets in there and wrestles him around with him sometimes. My sister's boyfriend has got in there a few times with him.
And who usually wins?
Buddy usually does, yeah.
What about when you face Buddy? Is it Buddy or is it you?
It's pretty much a pretty even draw, because they really don't know how to wrestle Buddy, but I do, so it's pretty much even.
Wow, that's rather impressive. Now, the thing is, the stories came out about you, but Buddy was almost a side issue, and the true story got lost. And the true story is the fact that you've had to wrestle some things in your life much more intimidating and much scarier than Buddy.
Yeah. I was diagnosed with leukemia at about a year and a half years. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Now, so you spent a lot of time back when you were a child back at Children's Hospital, is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Now, how much time did you spend there? Was it like an everyday thing, or was it you went there every couple days?
It was every week I'd have to go there, and then over the years it progressed to every other week, then every other month, then just so years after so many years of treatment, it finally progressed where I only had to go about once a year, and now I'm down to every couple years I have to go.
Wow. Now, talk a little bit about the people at Children's Hospital and the work they do for the kids. We've actually given some games away. EA Sports sends us games to give out on air, but instead of giving them to the listeners, sorry, listeners, we've given them to Children's Hospital because we figured they could use them more. We hadn't mentioned that until now, but that's what we do with the games because we figure the kids there could use them more.
That's great. The
work they do at Children's Hospital.
They do fantastic work. They go out of their way for the kids. They really do a lot for them. They just have phenomenal people working there. It was a bad experience for me, but it was also a good experience to be around the people over there.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, I hear also you do go back there at times, though, to talk with the children. Is that true, to tell them to keep up with what they're doing?
Yeah, when I go back for my daily, or not daily, but year, yearly checkups and stuff. The doctors have me bring in pictures of my medals and Buddy and have me go around to talk to kids and their parents that have had this and basically try to shine some light in on the things that are happening right now for them.
Now, Josh, you're a senior in high school, but
yes,
already you're making Martin and Woody and everybody else here look bad, okay? You realize you're not supposed to do that, but that's good. I mean, there's two things. Either you can bring your game down and we can bring our game up.
Yeah, you guys might bring your game up.
That's good. I like to hear that because not only do you do the work at Children's Hospital and whatnot, but you've also rebounded well from that. I mean, you overcome that, and now you're a star athlete. I mean, the wrestling with Buddy is paying off. 37-8 last year. You're on traveling wrestling teams. You're also on the football team. You're high honors in school. You know, and you also do some volunteer work with Pee Wee Wrestling Team. Is that correct?
Yeah, every year I coach Pee Wee Wrestling. Jeff Allen is the head coach, and he's been my coach over the years. But sometimes he needs help, and I usually go every time I can make it. I go every Sunday to help with the Pee Wee wrestlers, yes.
Now, what's more difficult, wrestling Buddy or keeping the Pee Wee kids in line?
Oh, most definitely keeping the Pee Wee kids in line. They're a little terrors sometimes.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, Josh, also, I read here, and I talked to your dad a lot. Your dad is absolutely wonderful. I thought he was a great man. I talked with him. And he's very proud of you. I mean, he couldn't speak. He just spoke so glowingly of you on the phone with me. And, you know, I read, though, that also something about a levy. Your school had a levy up last year?
Yeah, our school had an operating levy that was coming up. And it was, if it didn't pass, we weren't going to have sports. And if it finally passed, which it did, we would go to pay to play, which we're doing right now.
Now, you had a hand in helping that pass, though, correct?
Yeah, I went around with all the other football players, and we hand out flyers to rally support for the levy, yes.
Man, is there anything you don't do, Josh? You know, is there windows or dishes or something you don't do?
Yeah,
those?
I really don't do a lot of chores around the house. I don't cook or sew or anything. But
hey, you've got a bear to take care of. Your dad told me that you're the one who fed Buddy and everything while growing up.
Yeah, I take care of the animals around here, yeah.
Well, now that's wonderful. Now, Josh, would there be a possibility for me to get in the cage and wrestle Buddy at all?
Oh, no.
Is that a wise call? Because people want me to wrestle it. Apparently, talking to people, they want to pay money to see me wrestle the bear, but that's because they want to see the bear eat me.
Yeah, I don't really want to use Buddy for that kind of stuff.
I don't either.
So you wouldn't allow us to lather Jeff up in honey?
And no, just let him... I don't think he'd like that too much. No.
Okay. Yeah, me, I wouldn't like that. Well, Josh, you've done some excellent things, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And we're incredibly proud of you here and all the other things. And Josh, you said animals. What were the other animals real quick before we go that you guys
have
around the house?
We've got dogs, goats, stuff like that. Fish, we take care of. I've got fish out there in the pond and stuff, yeah.
Got how many animals in total?
See, we have four dogs, a goat, and all the fish in the pond. So, yeah, I take care of them and the goat and Buddy.
And a bear.
Yeah.
Well, Josh, keep up the good work, man. We'll step up our game.
Okay.
To try and match up with you. We're not going to get there, but we're going to try it as best we can.
Right.
Well, thanks a lot, Josh.
Thank you.
Hey, have a good evening.
You too.
That was Josh Herbert, known as the bear wrestler, but not a fully fair characterization of the kid. He's one of those kids who does everything. Helping the school levy pass. Martin, when I was in high school, I would like to think I'd be out there helping my levy pass, but I would not.
He did say that Buddy was house trained, right?
Correct.
That's correct. He knocks on the door or something, and they let him out.
That's one that he's got on you, Jeff, so you need to raise your game now.
Yes, I would become house trained, but talking with his dad told me that that Buddy was inside the house for the first year and a half, and then as Buddy grew, they were afraid he was going to break furniture and whatnot. Actually, him and Josh wrestling around, they're afraid they're going to break furniture. Buddy is now an outdoor bear. He's got a great setup out there. He's got woods he can go play in. There's a barn he can go in and out of. He's got a tub sunk in the ground with some water.
He's got it better than you do, Jeff.
He's got a better setup than I do. I've got a sad setup. Isn't that a sad statement on radio?
But like, what do you do to top training against a 450-pound bear for wrestling? It's like if somebody says that, you know, oh, yeah, I trained against a 450-pound bear. What can you do to top that?
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing
you
can
do. Oh, I wrestle in the ocean against killer whales. I mean, like, what do you do to top that? I don't know.
Now, I do want to mention, I forgot to bring this up with Josh. And Josh, as he progresses, as he graduates from school, is going to look into going into large animal veterinary stuff. So the future for Josh looks like it's going to be some large vet stuff, which is good because he's got some experience with it, apparently. And, you know, one of the programs, there's a couple different programs in the country that do it. Ohio State is one that does an excellent job with that. And Josh also goes around. He's also part of the Ohio wrestling team that goes out and wrestles in different states throughout the country. And his dad's hoping that he can snag a wrestling scholarship to go to school, but... You know, if he's got the grades, if he's got the wrestling, if he's got the community service, he should be all right. And he's got the bear. Just bring the bear, Josh. Just bring the bear in with you to the admissions office. That'll work.
So can you see this? He could be like wrestling Hulk Hogan or something in WWE, the Bear Man.
He could, but Josh is a little bit classier than that, I think.
So, I'm waiting for it. All right.
So it's always good to see kids who make us look bad. We're really proud of him and all the work he does out there. And keep up the good work. And Martin, is there anything on your mind here before we step away for a break? Is there anything you want to get into? There's something we want to get into with producer CG. We got into it during the break. We'll hold that.
Let's hold that thought. We'll take a quick break. Let's throw the number out there. Maybe
868-9664 if you want to get in. Let's take a look a little bit here about Miami football. Miami football talk knocked off Eastern Michigan. And the exciting thing, as we mentioned, Bowling Green went down this week, which means Miami now has a chance to run the table and get back to the MAC title game. Thanks in large part to a Bowling Green loss. Thanks in large part to Omar Jacobs getting knocked out in the first quarter of that game last weekend. So Miami needed somebody to knock off Bowling Green. They needed some help, and they got it. So that's going to be a huge game. Miami has Temple this weekend. Then they come back home for Buffalo, and they also have Bowling Green on the schedule as well. And then they go to Ohio. Also, UC fell, as we mentioned, to Louisville.
They did not get the keg of nails.
No, they did not get the keg. No keg for the Bearcats. No nails for the Bearcats. Run down Home Depot if you really need to get yourself some nails.
How much are they again? About. You know, you kind of gave us a price last week.
I think it's $5 for a thing of penny nails.
Okay.
$5 for a thing of penny. I don't know. You're asking me to know something about hardware.
Wow.
I know nothing about hardware, sadly enough. But you know what, Martin? That's great for UC to head to Syracuse this weekend. They can hopefully get healthy there. We'll talk to Dan Horde about that, and Syracuse with the big one win as they stand right now. And who thought Syracuse would be this bad at this point? Not I. Certainly not I. But this is the Halloween episode, Halloween edition of Unabated Sports.
Trick or treat.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we come back, we'll be talking more Bengals. We'll be taking your phone calls at 868-9664. Coming up at 925, we'll be joined by Dan Horde of Fox 19. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about UC Bengals and everything else. This is Unabated Sports on Cincinnati's ESPN Radio, 1450 The Ticket.